From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama lawmakers agreed to delay a vote on a statewide gambling bill this week, pending more negotiations, but a number of other bills advanced. One would make it a crime for transgender minors to receive certain medical therapies. Another could make those rules that were temporarily relaxed for absentee voting during the pandemic permanent. We start this week's legislative wrap-up with the medical marijuana bill. Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, tells WBHM's Gigi Duban it passed the Senate quickly.
This is the identical bill that got out of the Senate last year. And amazingly, when it passed the Senate on Wednesday, it passed after less than 15 minutes of debate. Now, lawmakers say that's for a couple of reasons. A lot of lawmakers came into the session that day having made up their minds on how they would vote, and B, the fact that it was the identical bill from last year. Now, that's not to say that this doesn't remain a divisive issue. It certainly does. Those who were opposed to it in the Senate this week were pretty vocal. Senator Larry Stutz, for instance, who is a physician from North Alabama, continues to be one of the more vocal opponents. He has said that attaching the word medical to marijuana, in his mind at least, doesn't justify it anymore. But the sponsor of the legislation, Senator Tim Melson of Florence, says he has seen firsthand the good that medical marijuana can do in helping a variety of patients, and he's hoping that this will finally be the year for his legislation.
Now, of course, this bill has to make it through the House now, and there that's where it's expected to get a fair bit of pushback. What do you expect to hear from House lawmakers?
Yes, there are a lot of folks at the State House this week who've been saying they really don't know how this bill will fare in the House. It's run into trouble there the last couple of years, and it sparks some heated debate on both sides of the political aisle. So while the Senate has been willing the last couple of years, the House has been very skeptical, and we will wait to see if that skepticism carries over again into 2021.
There have been some developments this week around a controversial bill that would criminalize medical therapies for transgender youth, things like puberty blockers and hormone therapy. What happened there?
Yes, there are two versions of this bill going through the legislative process right now. They're fairly similar. The one that passed committee this week is the House version, sponsored by Representative Wes Allen of Troy. And as you might imagine, the committee hearing over this was emotional, as it was in the Senate a couple of weeks ago. Senator Allen says that he thinks minors are too young to make permanent decisions about their bodies. He recognizes gender dysphoria as an issue, but he says body-altering decisions should be left to adults and not to children, and that's where he's coming from on this legislation. Now, we've heard passionate pleas from the other side of this, from parents of transgender children who are saying that advocates that are on their side of the issue are crucial to prevent events, what they call a magnanimous problem, where transgender youth suicides are involved. So this remains a very passionate issue as it continues to advance through the legislative process.
And we should note, Alabama is one of at least eight states where Republican lawmakers are pushing similar measures around the country. Don, I want to talk a little bit about a bill that would affect elections. Alabama, like a lot of states during the pandemic, eased its rules around absentee voting. But one Democratic lawmaker has proposed legislation that would make some of those changes permanent, specifically not requiring an excuse to vote absentee. Tell us about this.
Yes, Representative Laura Hall of Huntsville has a bill in this session that would make no excuse absentee voting permanent. She said that she thought it worked very well during the pandemic last year, that it brought a lot more people into the electoral process than might not have voted otherwise. And she thinks that its time has come to make it permanent here in Alabama. Election reform, voting rights are very important for Democrats in this new legislative session. Representative Hall has an important ally with her legislation in the person of Secretary of State John Merrill, who, of course, is our chief elections officer, an official from his office was at the committee hearing this week where Representative Hall's legislation was advanced, and that official said that Secretary Merrill supported the legislation.
Okay. Busy week for you at the State House this week. Don, thanks so much for joining us.
Gigi, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That's Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban. You can hear a wrap-up of the week's State House news most Fridays during the legislative session.